Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm Derek Walker, your host, and my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jaime, how are you?
I'm doing okie dokie. You know, one thing I try to do on here, I think, and I tried to do it when I was hosting for people on talk radio.
Yeah.
I am not a right-wing loon.
Wait a minute. That's not what I heard.
I am not a left-wing kook.
Wait a minute.
I'm not a left-wing kook or a right-wing loon, because I really don't like either one of those people.
Yeah.
Generally.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
But I may have to change my mind.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I just read something here, and it made a lot of sense. Here we go.
Okay, go.
The middle ground isn't always superior. Sometimes extremes are correct.
I would say I agree with that.
Consider example A, slavery. A, slavery should be legal and normal everywhere. Extreme B, slavery should be utterly abolished in all cases. Moderate middle ground, slavery should only be legal and normal in the South. So, you've got to be an extremist on that subject.
I would agree 100% on that. I would agree 100%. I think where our government gets it wrong is that they put slavery in with the border bill and along with the Social Security bill and along with the, you know what I mean?
They
put them all in together, and then you have to collectively agree to somehow put a bill through that doesn't have everything you want. I don't know. I'm not, slavery obviously is abolished. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is all these other, whatever you want to call them, little trinkets they add to these bills, the omni bills that
whether that bill can be considered. Here's where this thing came from.
Yeah.
And why they were talking about it, about men and women sports and women and men sports, the whole trans debate.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And is it really? Are there that many trans running around? That's what I was wondering, you know, in population-wise, is it that big an issue? Wow. Or is it just one or two circumstances? It doesn't take many for it to be a big issue if it's happening in your team.
Yeah, I would say it probably, as far as how many of these situations there are, it's not many. But I would say the loudness of the squeak or the...
Well, it would be with me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some of that. Yeah,
I mean, would you before your daughter in a locker room being forced to change her clothes in front of a grown male body?
Are you going to give me an A, B, or C on this one, or do I just...
No, I mean,
yeah,
just
no
in general,
way.
No,
not a chance on your life would I ever want
right.
that. Yeah.
Even though that person's not, it claims doesn't have any interest or whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about that.
I don't. It's just, see, and that would be not popular.
Okay.
I think that position would get you in trouble with whoever keeps up with these things. Hmm. Most people probably that don't have children.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean,
it's easy to have some positions when you don't have a child. It's easy to have positions when you don't have any money in it. It's easy to have positions when you don't have a dog in the hunt.
Yeah, you're right. 100%. 100%.
I can't tell you, for example, people are always trying to tell me the last number of years, men and women are the same. And I'm a father of three daughters, and I don't think for a minute that men and women are the same. There aren't many things those girls can't do. But I was looking at this. Would I have a problem if there were women in Major League Baseball? Well, I'm not in Major League Baseball. I watch it sometimes.
Sure.
I wouldn't care if they were all even, you know, if on whatever parameters are that you got to get in, you know. And see, I just don't understand. I mean, like, for example, no one's ever explained it to me, and I've never asked. I just accepted it.
Yeah.
Women throw the softball underhanded to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Men throw it overhanded to pitch.
Why?
Why do they do that?
I don't know. But also,
I don't either.
When you say that, the women's mound is also closer to the plate than the women's is closer than the men's.
But men and women are all the same.
Well, that would be one of the
arguments.
According
to that.
That would
in the
be an
NFL.
argument.
I don't see any women trying to get into the NFL, but not that they maybe couldn't play several of the positions. But I don't know. Are they as strong as? I mean, I don't know where. I don't know how they're judged. This whole thing. I think there are other issues that are many, many, many times more important. But it's just one of these issues that we're bogged down in lately that we can't seem to find an answer for. And it's, I don't know an answer for it. And I don't know how you come up with an answer for it other than what most people have done on many things. If they didn't like the result of it, they withdraw.
Let me ask you, let me ask you this. And I'm just going along the same line. Why, if, and obviously there was a time when there was not equality and things like that for work and voting. I mean, women didn't used to be able to vote, and now they can vote in a democratic election. So that's
certainly not, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, 100%. But what at what
where
point,
do you draw the line on the equality thing? You know, like for example, with the NBA, with the NFL, with the, no one's trying to get in there, I don't think.
Well, why?
I think they've tried to get. I think vice versa, men or women, women, men, in the refereeing department and into
coaching,
the announcing of the sports thing problem. And that's, I don't care. And if a woman wants to kick and she can kick as good as a man, I don't care. I mean, but I'm not in that league and that's not my thing. And I don't think I should really have a say.
Well, I'm just curious why there are, and I know there's an answer to this, but why are there men's and women's swimming? Why are there men's and women's volleyball? Why are there men's and women's golf? Why are those?
I think they would say the physical ability of the men and the women are different. Same way with track.
Okay, so then if that's the case,
or even most track and field events. But again, who decides that?
Okay,
and
but
is that true?
Yes, and is that true? And if that is the case, would you race a horse against a turtle? No.
No.
You can't because one is not as fast. I'm not saying one is the turtle or the horse. All I'm saying is if there is a difference, then that's why the categories exist. And if they
so here's the reason. And then, all right, let's stipulate that there is a difference, whether that's true or not. Then you've got a woman that wants is trying to be a man trying to be a woman, and so you're bringing over that across the street, and now here's a man who's decided now he's really a woman, and he's going to race in the women's thing,
yeah,
and that's what some people are jumping up and down about, you know, saying that really he's biologically, is that correct, biologically? I don't know. Well, I'm going to get off the subject before I get deeper
wait,
in it. But
before you get off, I want to say one more thing, and that is, if it is true that the physical abilities or power or strength or speed or whatever it is that a man has, then what happens to all the scholarships that the girls are getting in softball and gymnastics and volleyball when they have to compete with the men for the same quantities?
Well,
in
and
college
then you
ball.
Look at some things like, you know, and I, the military.
Yep.
There are women pilots all over the place
sure.
these days, and fighter planes and everything else. I don't doubt that they fly as good, if not better, than the men do. In most of the jobs, can they carry the same weight that a man can, and they carry in their own self? I think. Have they lowered the standards so that can happen and stuff like that? Same way with firefighting and other things. I don't know. It is such a complicated issue.
I'll just say this: I don't have any problem if a woman wants to play in a men's football league, do it. If you got the skills, do it. If a man wants to play in an all women's league, then I have a little bit of an issue with that. Is that fair to say?
I think they would say that was sexist, right?
But if you're saying there's a physical difference, then logic would say.
Well, I don't think
there are exceptions to that rule.
It's part of the deal.
Well, that's just. But it's so.
Well, it goes back to the whole thing. You know, in fire, there's a lot of women firefighters now that do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they did change the standards so that could happen, because they couldn't carry the big weights in some cases, Simbim Burley Guy did.
And maybe that was unfair to have such a heavy weight.
And maybe it was unfair. So was that really necessary? Are you really going to run in? Really going to run into that sometime? And I don't know. It's the whole thing. You know, I think in the general category, it's called being woke. No one should be discriminated against, but there should be
fairness. I agree
fairness.
With that.
You know, no one. Don't think that's true at all. It shouldn't happen. But, you know, is it discrimination if you've got a man in a grown male body taking off his clothes in front of your daughter in a locker room somewhere? I don't know. That wouldn't be acceptable for me. Why? Because that's just the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to respect that.
I have to respect how
that's
you
enough.
Feel.
And so if my daughter has to be pulled out of that because the school is okay with that, then I probably would pull her out.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that. And I would also
respect
your
opinion. But I don't have a good
opinion.
Reason other than the fact that I don't like it.
Okay.
It doesn't feel right.
Is that enough?
Now, sure. Should we get over this nudity stuff, you know, where that's all that? I don't know. I don't know is the answer. And it's troubling because it's so many times it comes up in society now, and it's all over the place, you know, of what's fair, what's not fair. And then you've got, you know, your DNA comes from your parents and the grandparents before them. Obviously, we've changed.
Sure.
And we've changed in the way we view everything. Is this just part of the journey to where, you know, we're going to change about this at some point?
You know, I'll say when you bring that up, you made me think about my uncle who was, I mean, if you ask him, you know, you're talking about the nudity thing. He was lived in a clothing optional apartment complex. That's not a place where, and he invited me multiple times to come to the apartment building, but I never did because in my gut, just like you just said, I just didn't feel great about that.
Yeah,
going and wandering
around. That we, you know, if the tribes people do it in some country, some island somewhere, that's all they know. That's it. But you know, it's not all we know.
Right.
And then it just gets to all these things. This is why people are so stirred up. I'm going to back it. It's like, should we say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, in the classroom? Should we have the Star Spangled Banner at a football game? You know, all those things like that I don't know who that offends, but it offends somebody sometime, just like prayer does. At the football games.
Well, Jimmy, should we change our ways, our policies, our traditions, our beliefs for that person that it offends?
Well, I think that one reason we might, I don't think we should, but that we might, is why we have, you know, three Star Spangled Banners, well, three national anthems.
That's true.
At the Super Bowl game now.
Yeah, I saw
that. We're trying to make everybody, you know, happy. But I don't know. It's just we've gotten so far into that in this country. It's like we've got so many huge problems, but we're so stuck in the weeds of our the way we feel about, you know. I want to say that we're much further down the road than we were on race relations. I feel that that's better, but there's still an econ. You know, where the fight is going on these days is economic, not impartiality, but you know, like where these chairmen of the board are getting, like you know, where the Boeing guys he leaves will get $26 million or something like that.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's unreal. Yeah,
that doesn't seem to be right to me. But again, we live in a country that, you know. What is right? You know, what is just because he's very educated and he's been good at his job, he gets X amount, and somebody who didn't go to school and didn't earn whatever gets X amount. Okay. I think that's okay. But is there a point when that's ridiculous? And I don't know. I mean, you know, just like we have suburbs, not everybody lives in the same, house.
Right.
And we're getting into a thing quickly where no one can afford to be anywhere.
Yeah, it's gotten expensive.
I mean, the price of everything. They had said, I was big Wall Street Journal article about, you know, there's one of the big fights and discussions around the country is fairness in housing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are apparently kids in Austin, for example, that go to school, college there, and their new thing is they can't, there's no room on campus, so they live nearby.
Yeah.
And they build these things that they're divided into four parts. There are no windows, and they get there's no natural light in the place where they're living.
Ugh. I couldn't do that. I could not do that.
You know, so they're basically living in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
It's air conditioned or heated, but it's a closet.
Well, that's nice.
And because no one can afford the real estate prices around the University of Texas or Belmont or you name any
anywhere
place
else. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these unbelievable apartment prices for somebody in Panama City just the other day, you know, a booming tourist area with the hotel rooms post COVID, not one under $300 is sea and water.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Not even close, probably maybe under $400 that's seeing water. And on the weekend, probably not under $600
Unreal.
Where you can see water. Who's got that kind of money for a weekend?
No,
For
you're
18,
right. I saw
53 nights. I mean, they must have it. Somebody's got it.
I saw
but
you.
I just feel, something, this fever is going to break it sometime. Cause I think people are running up credit cards or doing something funny because people ain't got that kind of money.
You know, I saw something you posted in regards to the housing market. It was a map of the prices across the United States, and I was floored when I saw some of that pricing. Yeah, obviously, you know, you get into Detroit or somewhere like that, and you can still get a great deal, but nobody's wanting to live there.
No.
So those will continue to bottom out unless, you know, jobs become relevant in Detroit again, and they may. But just the fact that people can't afford to buy a house in some places.
Or let's just say rent a place.
And rent.
I mean,
both.
Let's go with rental.
Both.
You know, in the way that anybody's – in the way people are doing this tourism thing in Nashville, particularly the girls that are there for what do you call them? Like bridal parties, but engagement parties.
Yeah, sure.
Bachelorette parties, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're getting three or four of them, and they share a room.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
all
four
you can
of them,
do.
They get two queen beds, and they're each taking a half of the bed, and that's how they're able to pay the $400 or $500 a night for it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. It used to be that you couldn't, if you couldn't afford a house, you could at least afford renting, right? You could afford to rent a place. But now it's gotten to where renting, in some cases, it's not just equal, but even more expensive than to pay the house. But you have no money to put down, so you got to rent. And so you end up in a situation where, you know, maybe it costs you $1,800 a month. For I know a lot of the apartments around here for a one-bedroom are $1,500 a month. One
in Central
bedroom.
Alabama right now, there is someone doing an Airbnb home. On the lake.
Nice.
No boat provided or anything, but just on the lake.
Yeah.
With the view of it's here in a slough, so you're not seeing out, you know, like you're looking out on the Atlantic Ocean or something.
Yeah.
There are plenty of bedrooms and, you know, and things like that. $900 a night.
Whew, boy.
And
a night.
Who's got, and this is in Central Alabama, you know, these people would have to be coming in from somewhere that I just don't understand the economy in this country right now. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand how now I was complaining that every lunch I was having was about $20.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems lately every lunch I'm having is creeping up toward $30.
Yeah, it's gotten more expensive. I've noticed
even,
that.
I mean, just recently it's gone up more.
Yeah, I've noticed that as
and
well.
I don't know what, and that something's, some fever's got to break here in a minute. You know, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking is what happens right before an election, a presidential election happens just about every time.
Mm-hmm.
The economy gets better, although in this case, gas prices are going up.
They
again.
Came back up, yes.
But they went back up, and usually they try to keep all those things down. So you can say, oh, the economy is great. The economy is doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you may not want to pull the trigger on the people that are doing it, because a lot of times they can pull strings and make it. But usually what happens, no matter who wins, either side, in like January or February, the air is going to go out of the balloon on the January or February after the new president. Seems to always happen, particularly if a Republican gets in there. You know, the economy goes to crap, you know, right in their first quarter of getting in there.
Yeah, it's
because
interesting.
It was falsely held together in the first place.
It's interesting.
And so,
no doubt about it.
And taxes, I mean, and just all these things. It's just, it's a real unsettling. I mean, anytime you got this, our country isn't, has a headline. Israel canceled meeting in the United States after U.S. abstains on U.N. ceasefire resolution. We didn't vote with Israel.
Yeah.
We didn't abstention, which we didn't vote at all. So it means it passes. And we didn't back up Israel on it. And because we've turned, and many people on the Democratic side have turned anti-Israel when that was their really close friends. So I don't understand people not, you know, Trump just said it today, though. And while we're taping this, he said that he told Israel out loud, he said, you need to go ahead and wrap up this Gaza thing. You're losing support. And that's probably advice that should have been given to them 2 months ago.
I would agree with that.
They've been somehow, but you know, but they let all these people in there, and the people don't have any work. They just didn't think. Well, they didn't plan on doing this in the first place. They reacted to terrorism, and so this wasn't like they sat around thinking about what we're going to do over here. We're going to bomb the hell out of them. No, they didn't. They threw something together, and it's pretty good for a little while, but then. Took too long to get the mission they're trying to do. So they're not going to be able to accomplish their mission, I don't think. But they got to figure a way how to get out of it, too.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answer to that is.
And then Russia, what the hell's going on over there?
Well, now we've got a terrorist attack. Yeah.
Claiming that it's ISIS, but we told them that it was going to be coming.
Yeah.
Other countries told them it was going to be coming, and they ignored it.
They think it's Ukraine. They've come
well,
out.
Well, no, I don't think they do. I think Putin wants to tell everyone. He knows
fair,
who it is.
Fair, yeah, fair.
He knows who it is, but he's making it sound like it's Ukraine.
Yeah, fair.
And I don't think people are buying that.
No, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right.
But then
about
look,
that.
You know, we got the Republicans that are against Ukraine. They didn't put that in the bill.
Yeah.
You know, the recent bill, they've been, Republicans don't understand. They think it's anti-Biden when they're voting against Ukraine. I don't know that that's true. But. You know, I don't know. It was so strange, you know, all the things that are going on, you know, with all that right now.
And you've probably seen the TikTok, the guy on TikTok, the Hispanic guy that's basically pitching the United States and telling his over 500,000 followers how to get a free house in the United States once you cross
the
border
thing?
And you can squat. Yeah. What is that? I mean,
I don't think they ought to try that in the South. I'll tell you that.
Well, there's some places I would recommend you don't try that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's, yeah. But I think if you want to try it up North where the laws are a little crazier, I would not recommend it in the South or the West.
Yeah. It's,
or
it's
Texas.
Interesting.
I don't think these things are happening in those places.
Yeah, it's
but
interesting.
It's just troubling with all the different crazy things that are going on. Here's another headline. Hospitals are adding billions in facility fees for routine care. Unsuspecting patients are finding themselves at the mercy of institutions tacking on the bills.
Why? Oh, does it say why? I mean, why are they?
Because it's just like they're putting service charges on things, just like every other place.
So they must be needing to make up for it somewhere, somehow. Maybe.
Oh, there's something. You know, they're paying. I mean, it's costing them more to pay for all the nurses and everything else and people getting sick. So they're just trying to put the money in there on somewhere. It's just, I don't know. You know, there's just a lot of games being played. The whole Trump, you know, it's like whack-a-mole trying to watch him, you know, it's like a game in an amusement park watching him all these trials.
I've never seen one person go through this many, many lawsuits at any given time. Now, maybe there are plenty of people going through 10 lawsuits at a time, but they don't publicize it like they are with this one. But I've never seen this. And, you know, think what you want about it. Somehow he seems to be handling it, and I don't know how. I mean, he is one resilient, you know, fella. He may be.
It sure looks like, you know, it's Democrat versus Republican, though. It does look political.
It's hard
to argue.
I think
people recognize that, and it looks like it's piling on. It looks like, you know, yeah, he probably did this and he probably did that, you know, but it just feels it's like the court today lowered that 400 and
50
whatever it
million.
was million dollar judgment,
Yeah.
you know, and the bond made it smaller, 175 million instead,
Still a
that he
lot of
can,
money. Yeah.
but he can still come up with that. He probably did today
I'm
somehow.
not even sure, Jimmy, and maybe you can help me out. I'm not even sure what the actual. I know they say he falsified the value, but
Yeah,
you know, I'm a real estate
he
guy for a long time. There's no way any bank is going to loan you money on an asset that doesn't have the value of the loan. They check that stuff out. You don't provide that. I don't tell them my house is worth $1 million, and then they go, okay. They send somebody out here to check my house, to value my house, and then they go, we're going to give you 800,000. That's what we're going to give you. And then I'm going to say, okay, great, I'll take it. But I just don't understand who got burned in this crime.
Nobody. There
Well,
was
then what is the
nobody
crime?
complaining. The state was complaining
But
that
what is the
maybe they
crime?
got burned on taxes to
Okay, well
be
then
able to
pay
be
some
levied or
taxes. I don't
something
know.
because he undervalued this and overvalued that,
I just don't get
depending
it.
on
I
it
just
is
don't get it.
complicated. And I don't know. I just
I don't either. I don't
and the
either.
hush money thing with, you know, with Stormy
Stormy
Daniels.
Daniels, yes.
Why that's. That's just, I don't get that one at all. The January 6th thing, I understand. The
Yeah, that.
records thing, I understand.
Of all of the things, the records, keeping the records, and both Biden and Trump both guilty of doing that, right?
Yep.
I understand that one. Those are
Nothing's going
top.
to happen with that. It didn't
It
happen with Trump, and it's, I mean, with Biden, and it's not going to have anything with
can't.
that.
Now it
The only
can't.
where he's going to get in, you know, possible trouble is the January 6th thing.
Yeah.
Again, that's in the, you know, that's coming down in Washington, D.C., an
Yeah.
extremely Democrat-controlled area. And if there's any way they can, I don't know how he gets a fair trial there, but, you
I
know,
don't think you do.
we'll see about that. I don't know. It's just, there's just a lot of things that's got people stirred up right now. It really does.
Well, I'll tell you one
And
thing we're happy about is they got those convicts that shot up the hospital. That
they
is
that
one
made a
thing
big
I'm.
that made big news. That made lots of big news.
Oh
And
my
all the
God.
people and all the heads of Boeing quit. So
Yeah, now,
maybe we can get Boeing fixed up.
yeah, get them back on track, get the stock on target, and maybe keep the doors on the planes. That's important.
Who knows
Jeez.
what
I
happened
saw a
with
video of
all
that,
of
by the
that.
way, and it looked awful. Someone was in the plane when the door blew off, and they had a video, and they posted it online. If it's real, man, it was wild. It was wild. Oxygen masks coming down and, you know, stuff blowing around all
Yeah,
over.
it looked like a movie.
It did. It totally
Looked
did.
like a movie.
Totally did.
And they're going, and the government's going after Apple. I got no complaints about Apple. It's one of the few things in my life that works right.
It is
You know, I
true.
mean,
It doesn't matter how old, you know, I'm sitting here in front right now, we're recording this, and I have all my, you know, my board and everything hooked through an Apple from 2007. And it's working just fine. From
I got
07.
Apple here, Apple there, Apple everywhere, Apple, 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 Apple. And if I have a problem, which I did not long ago,
Yeah.
and I called them up on the phone, and I got a human being, and they fixed the issue and didn't charge me anything and move on. It's just it might cost a little more, but you certainly get it back.
I would
And
agree. I would agree.
dependability and everything else. And then I don't know if it, and it's surprising that they're going after it because you would think that the Apple people generally, if you took a poll, are probably all left-leaning Democrats. And here they are, a left-leaning administration going after them. So
Well,
that makes no sense from a political sense.
it could be just the financial benefit, but who knows? I mean, who
I
knows?
mean,
Who
what are they
knows?
trying to do? I mean, what is the outcome of that, whatever the government's trying to do? They're trying to get money out of Apple. They're
I
trying to
think
get,
so. I mean, I
and then
think
where's the money
so.
going?
I don't know, but I mean, of all the companies that could just pay the government and write them a check, Apple could. I mean, shoot, they
Yeah.
got more money than the government.
Probably. It's just crazy, though. I
Is
mean,
crazy. It is
you
crazy.
just can't figure out, you know, is these people anti-people with money or I don't know.
I don't either, Jimmy, and it also is worrisome to me to watch people quitting that are in government. Not just on the, you know, on
Yeah,
the.
these congressmen that are walking out,
Yeah,
I don't
the.
blame them. I mean,
I don't either.
it is a Because usually those people aren't independently wealthy. Everybody in the Senate, I think, is a millionaire or pretty close to it.
Yeah, probably.
And so they do, that's a whole nother ballgame over on that side. But on that side, a lot of those people are there, you know, because they want to make a difference. And they see that how hard it is to do that now.
And they just throw their hands up.
You're wearing people out. Yeah, they're just worn out with it because it's a lot of travel. They run for office every 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, they've got 18 people. I think 18 maximum is the number of people on salary. They quit all the time because they can't afford to live in Washington.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, so it's a really tough job.
It's a tough job, but we need good people to be doing it. You know?
We need really good people to do it. And it's we see them all fight with each other all the time.
Yeah, it's rough.
So it's,
it is rough. Rough. So much. So much to think about. I mean, this episode today, it is true. You're right. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to think about. Where are our priorities as a country? Where do they need to be?
Yeah. I mean, I think it creates a stress that hangs over everyone, is why everybody loves the March Madness or whatever else, anything to escape, you know, thinking about any of these issues that we brought up today. But if you're a parent, you know, and you're raising children in this environment, it's extremely, or a grandparent even, it's extremely concerning. And for me to raising myself, these $30, you know, when you're trying to get, or McDonald's is $11, as low as you can get to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, it's milkshake and a large milkshake, which has been shrinkflationed.
Right.
And a small hot dog is now $9.99. at Dairy Queen.
That's unreal.
And they don't have a dollar in that whole meal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely, you're feeling it in your pocketbook. I would say right now more than I have in the last couple of years.
I definitely think so. Yeah.
I'm feeling it. We've gotten our increases in our trash service. If you have trash service, I don't need to name the company or anything like that, but we've got fuel surcharges now. We've got monthly charges going up for trash. Everybody's getting their piece of the pie, but when I look at my paycheck, it hasn't changed at all.
No, it doesn't, and that doesn't work out, and all these people that don't want to work or retiring early or doing things like that, it's just, I don't know.
It's rough. It's the bitter truth. I mean, it really is. Where do we go from here? I don't know. And you know, you can email Jimmy, askjimmycarter.com. You can email you anytime. You can email me, walkerderek@gmail.com. Anytime you want, if you've got some ideas or suggestions as far as where do we go from here? I mean, honestly, getting some input, I would love to chat with people about it.
You can't be a moderate.
Yeah, I mean, how much gets done when you go that way, you know, in these kind of situations? But always great, Jimmy. Pleasure to be talking to you. We'll do it again next week right here on Sweeping the Country. Until then, good day.
Happy Easter.